أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون. وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. Continuing with the tafsir of Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah Ta'ala's decision has passed over most of them, so they will not believe. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is consoling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had a pain in his heart and a burning desire for the hidayat of his people, but they were rejecting outright, disbelieving. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consoles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says that this has already been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that most of them will not believe. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should not be grieved. In the next verse, Allah ta'ala gives an example of their misguidance. Allah says, indeed, we have placed reaching up to their chins, so their faces are forced upwards. Allah Ta'ala gives an example of a people who have iron yokes around their necks that does not allow them to lower their heads and to see what is in front of them. Their faces are forced upwards, they can only look upwards, and therefore they cannot see where they are going. They can fall into a pit, into an abyss. These people are lost in their ways, they cannot see the truth. It is the iron yoke of arrogance and pride that does not allow them to see the truth. Allama Qurtubi rahmatullahi explains that this can also refer to a punishment that they will be given in the fire of Jahannam. Iron yokes will be placed around their necks and they will be dragged to the fire of Jahannam. Then in the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala gives another example to explain how misguided they are. وَجَعَلْنَا مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدَّا وَمِن خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّا. We have placed a wall in front of them and behind them, and we covered them from all sides so they cannot see. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these people are covered. It is like a wall that is surrounding them from all sides. Now they are unable to see the truth. They are unable to find the truth. فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. They cannot see the truth. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will call them, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will explain to them and try to guide them. But these people, in their pride and their arrogance, they are blinded from seeing the truth. Their eyes are elsewhere. They cannot see the truth. And as explained in the previous verse, Allah Ta'ala had already decided that most of them will not believe. Then the next two verses we'll just translate. وَسَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمَ أَنْذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنْذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. It is the same whether you warn them or you do not warn them, they will not believe. إِنَّمَا تُنْذِرْ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ. You can only warn a person who follows the advice and fears Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the All-Merciful. Without seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he fears Allah. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Such a person, give him the glad tidings of forgiveness and a magnificent reward. Inshallah, we continue tomorrow. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq.